Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. We are with you live on Sunday nights. Yes, it is a holiday weekend. Tonight is July the 5th, 2015. But that's one of the great things about this program being live. All of the other big name talk show hosts have to wait until tomorrow to be able to discuss with you what is happening today, what is happening tonight. And it is unprecedented. And we're going to get into it this hour. We've got so much to get into. Remember, the website is ChristianMoney.com. ChristianMoney.com. I am your host, Jim Paris. We get together live on Sunday nights for 2 hours of live talk and conversation, and we also bring on some interesting guests. Tonight, my guest in hour number two is Jan Miller. This guy is really in the top two or three of our most popular guests, and it's really not a surprise why that would be. He is an expert on everything having to do with student loans. So if you're someone who has a student loan and you want to figure out what can I do to get my payment lower? Should I refinance? Should I consolidate multiple student loans into one? What about income-based repayment where you can get a lower payment? What about refinancing to get a lower interest rate or a fixed interest rate? What about this so-called loan forgiveness? There are so many things that you can do if you have a student loan. So many people that have student loans sit back and they have a defeatist attitude and they're thinking as well, you know, there's nothing I can do. It's a government loan and it is what it is. Wrong. There is so much that you can do. And Barack Obama, whether you like him or not, and I think you know where I stand on that, he's added some additional new benefits and options for people who have student loans. So if you're someone that's frustrated or you're just confused about your student loans, do not miss hour number two tonight. My guest is Jan Miller. Of course, in our first hour here, it's going to be all about Greece. And we're also going to get to some other news as we have time to do so. But we're going to be talking about Greece. Next week, my guest is Glory Borgeson. And Glory is a friend of mine from Chicago. And she's been a friend of ours for many years. And she actually has two books out. And my publicist, booking person, was just talking to me before the show. And we were talking about which book we were going to go over with Glory next week. And I decided we're going to do both books. So we're going to be talking about one book that she has about bullying in the workplace. But we're also going to talk about her other book, which is on health and nutrition. And I'm telling you, this lady is one of the most healthy people you would ever want to meet. And she has all kinds of unique ways of making food taste good that's actually good for you. And I'm looking forward to that interview because I need to improve my diet. And I know many of you are interested in talking about bullying. I hear this from everybody everywhere that this is the big thing now, bullying in the workplace. We're going to get into that next week. And then in 2 weeks, our guest is our good friend Dan Pilla. We're going to be talking about tax problems. You know, do you owe the IRS money? Can you make a settlement? How does that work? There's all these different programs. What about these ads you hear on the radio where you can settle with the IRS for pennies on the dollar? Is that legit? Are those companies okay to go with? We're going to get into all of that with our friend Dan Pilla in 2 weeks. All right. So it's the 4th of July weekend. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about this other than to say enough already. It's over. I don't need to hear the fireworks anymore. I've been listening to fireworks for a month, and it's time for all of the adult children to put away the fireworks until next year. Last night, they were doing fireworks on my street until 3 a.m. I kid you not. And I was simply not awake enough to really call the police and do anything about it. But I did call the police this morning, and I said, were you folks just kind of standing down last night on enforcement of the noise ordinance because it was 4th of July? And they said, yes. I said, okay, so tonight we go back to normal, right? 5th of July, if people are setting off small explosions on my street, I'm going to get some help on that. Yes, sir. So hopefully I'll be able to get a normal night's sleep tonight. But if you do hear small explosions in the background, it is the adult children that live on my street that can't help themselves from doing this. All right, man, we're going to get into it tonight. And, you know, for all of those people that want to laugh at people like me, call me a conspiracy theorist, call me paranoid, it is on in Greece right now. In fact, if you go to my blog, I've published two articles today on an update of what's happening in Greece. So if you did not hear the news, so here's the deal. The Greeks were to get together today and have a referendum. All of the residents of Greece were to come out for this special vote. And this vote is all about, are the Greeks, and I'm going to put this in layman's language, were the Greeks willing to be put on a budget, a financial diet, if you will, in exchange for getting more financial aid from the European Union and the International Monetary Fund? So Greece is the wayward child that can't handle its budget. Okay, so you've got 18 children, 19 children. This is the one child. They're out of control. They're retiring at the age of 50 with pensions and benefits that no one could dream of. But it's Greece, okay? So they had an opportunity today to go to the polls and vote to agree to be put on a budget, in essence. And in exchange for that, they would be saved. They would get an inflow into their banking system and life would go on. The Greeks not only voted no to this deal today, they voted no by more than 60%. In fact, according to the Newswire I'm reading right now, Greeks voted 61% against the referendum. 61%. Now, if that's not bad enough, the Greeks then took this to the streets tonight after the referendum was defeated, and they're celebrating in the streets. They're having street parties, celebrating. If you go to my blog, you can see a picture of a Greek couple laughing hilariously. This is like a scene out of Fiddler on the Roof. I mean, what is happening? And now, okay, fast forward to my second article on my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. So we go to the most recent article that I published 20 minutes ago. The Greeks, according to financial analysts, will begin to run out of food in a matter of hours. In a matter of hours. I mean, is this not the verse from the Bible? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, right? The Greeks are going to run out of food by Monday. The banks that were supposed to reopen on Monday are not going to reopen. The Greeks have been given a daily stipend. I believe it was 66 euros per day maximum that they could take out of their bank account. That's going to stop because the banks will have no money as of Monday. The grocery stores will be running out of food as of Monday. And according to what I read today, other basic necessities like gasoline and medicine will also dry up in just a matter of days. Now, there's a lot we can take from this, right? Us financial guys, we like to say, hey, we're the next Greece here in the United States. This is simply, Greece is ahead of us, right? They're there a few years before us. So that's one of the things we like to say. But there's so much more that you need to know about what's happening in Greece, including what this is going to do to our financial markets when they reopen this week. It's going to be shocking. Don't miss it. Stay tuned. A lot to go over in this first hour. We will be right back. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We are live on Sunday nights. And we are talking about what's happening in Greece tonight. We have live coverage for you. And I am taking a look right here at the futures markets, which what this means for those that aren't investors, there is actually a market that takes place before the real market begins. And this is a market where people are speculating on the prices before the market itself actually does open. And on the futures markets right now, we have across the board red. I mean, it is red all the way across the board, and getting hit worst are the Germans, their market down 3%. The French, their markets are down 3%. And it's probably going to be even much worse than this. Now, here's one of the things that you had to really ask yourself today in looking at this. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking about what happened in Greece. And I know a lot of times when people hear me talking about something like this, the immediate thought is, well, wait a minute. This is one of those CNBC, Bloomberg kind of shows. I'm going to go turn on something more interesting, like a show that's talking about UFOs. Don't miss this one tonight, because here's why Greece matters. What we're talking about here is something that is referred to as contagion. And that is, and we've been talking about this for months. You know, the U.S. stock market is massively overvalued. Where are we at? We're approaching $19, $20 trillion in our national debt. Our stock market is basically rigged. It's juiced. All we need is a spark in this gas fume filled room that we're in to create an explosion. Is Greece going to be that spark? Is that going to be what ignites a world meltdown? Some people think that it will. Now, here's what the Greeks are really betting on. The Greeks are betting, no doubt, on the idea that they are too big to fail. You remember this back from 2008 when the insurance companies got bailed out, when the government said, we can't let the insurance companies fail. They're too big to fail. If they fail, it will destroy our entire economy. So this is what the Greeks are doing. They're engaging in brinksmanship. And they're basically saying that if the euro, if the European Union allows Greek the Greek economy to collapse, if they allow that to happen, it will destroy the European Union. It will destroy the value of the euro. It will cause world stock markets to crash. In other words, it's like being a financial terrorist in a way. The Greeks have strapped a bomb on themselves and they've said, go ahead. Don't give us the money we need and we're going to collapse and we're going to bring the rest of you down with us. That's what the Greeks are basically saying. And you know what is so bizarre about that argument? It's probably true. That's what is so bizarre about it. The Greeks basically thumbing their nose at the rest of Europe. I mean, think about this. I was talking to my wife about this earlier today. What if you live in one of the poorer European countries? Or what if you just live in, you know, kind of an average European country that's part of the EU, and you're not enjoying the same benefits of the folks in Greece? And this is really the problem politically. You know, you're in Germany, and you don't get to retire as early as a Greek resident does. You don't get the pension benefits that they do. It would be like being in a family, if you will, and everybody's given a share of the money that has to last for the month. But there's one member of the family that keeps spending all their money before the month is up, and everybody else is forced to come to the table to give that person more money. I'm explaining this in layman's terms because I know a lot of you are not financial people. You don't sit all day and watch the markets. And I understand that. But here's why this is important. We can not only look at what's happening in Greece and we can say, we're looking into a crystal ball here. This is our future in the United States. We're on the exact same path as what's happening in Greece. And these people are going to be without food as of tomorrow. In fact, there is a run on groceries right now in Greece. We're watching a developed nation turn into a third world country overnight. And this is brinksmanship at levels I have never seen it before. The Greeks are basically saying that we are going to take our ball and go home. and you're going to come to us and bail us out again. And we're not going to go along with this financial budget that you want to put us on and try not to bail us out, because if you don't bail us out for every dollar of pain we endure, you're going to endure $10 or $20 or $30 of pain. And here's what's bizarre, is they're probably right about that. And this is going to be fascinating to watch, to see, will the U.S. step in? Will Germany back down to Greece? I mean, is this going to be the mouse that roared, that Greece is able to stand up to the entire EU and their citizens come out and vote en masse not to go on a financial budget, not to go on these austerity measures, and go out and have a street party afterwards, and then the EU is going to come with more money? How is that going to work? I mean, okay, maybe they come up with some plan that stabilizes the country for a few weeks and they kick the can down the road, which they've done many, many times. But where does that end? And here's how this affects you. If you have money right now in the stock market, when you wake up in the morning, you're going to have a lot less money than what you had on Friday. That's what, we can already see that right now. We've already got world markets, depending on where you're at in the world. Worst case scenario right now is about 3% losses in futures trading. We don't have, most of these markets are not open yet. In Europe, we don't have those markets open yet. We're still looking at futures figures here. We also have some huge problems going on in China, which I was going to get to next. And here we go, more bad news. The Chinese stock market is completely collapsing. And everyone's kind of scratching their head wondering, you know, why is this happening? Why is the Chinese stock market collapsing? And what is happening is that the Chinese government is actually stepping in. And this is right. I'm looking at money.cnn.com. And I just went to their website here. Let me hope this video doesn't start playing. I always forget to turn my volume down on my computer here. So what's going on is the Chinese government is putting in the equivalent. They have their brokers, their brokerage firms putting in $19 billion. And then the government itself is putting in several billions of dollars to shore up the stock market there, which is down 30%. The stock market is collapsing in China. And then it gets even worse, because when you look right here, now we're bringing it onto the U.S. shores. Okay, so what's next? What do we have happening right now in Puerto Rico? The U.S. territory of Puerto Rico is about to collapse. And they're talking about citizens of Puerto Rico leaving the island nation en masse here shortly, when critical services are not able to be provided as Puerto Rico plans to financially go bankrupt. Unbelievable. More on all of this when we come back. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors, rejected by the big publishing companies in New York, are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We're talking about the Greek collapse. And it is happening right now, and Bitcoin is moving higher for those people that own Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been making slow movements in recent days, but we are now up to a current value of $270 per Bitcoin. Of course, we know that there's a relationship here. Why? Because the small island off of the coast of Greece, Cyprus, when they went through their collapse, people moved their money into Bitcoin, and Bitcoin at that time went to over $1,000. Who knows what's going to happen this time, but we do see Bitcoin benefiting from the collapse in Greece, up, I think, $30 or $40 this week, currently trading right now on Sunday night here at around $270. And again, taking a peek over here at stock markets in Germany, stock markets in France, all red across the board for international futures markets. It appears that the Greek collapse is going to spell bad news for world markets, as expected. And that's going to affect U.S. markets when they open here as well. So this is going to be something that you're going to be hearing a lot about tomorrow. This is one of those stories where, honestly, unless you're a financial nerd and you sit all day and watch CNBC or Bloomberg, or you're someone that has a subscription to the Wall Street Journal and you're kind of following financial news throughout the day, this is probably one of those stories that sort of, you've heard that there's an issue with Greece, but maybe it's just kind of something that's been maybe a footnote to the news that you've been following. But this is going to be front and center news. And what we're looking at, as I mentioned earlier in the program, we've got a couple of blog posts up today with the breaking news that the Greeks voted today to turn down the offer for additional financial aid in exchange for financial cuts, basically financial reform, so-called austerity measures. So the Greeks had a referendum. They voted no. 61% of Greeks voted no in the referendum. And not only did they thumb their nose at the EU, they went out in the streets and had street parties. And now that the parties are over, it's hitting the fan here, and there will be hell to pay, because now what we're being told is the Greek banks are out of money, and as early as tomorrow, there will be no food in many of the grocery stores within a matter of days, no gasoline, no medicine, and it gets worse from there. The banks, which were scheduled to reopen on Monday, will not be reopening, according to financial experts. There is not even enough money for Greeks to be able to get the modest stipend, which I understand was 66 euros per day, maximum withdrawals that you could take. But here's what's amazing. If you're in Greece right now on vacation, you can get an unlimited amount of funds. It's only if you're a Greek resident, you can't access your money. And I heard a story this week, which I thought was just absolutely bizarre. A couple, a honeymooning couple, a Greek couple, they're on their honeymoon. They're from Greece, but they come to New York City on their honeymoon. So they land, they get off the plane, they go to check in at their hotel, and the hotel cannot get authorization on their credit card. They cannot have their honeymoon because even though they're here in the United States, even though they're in New York City, their bank, their credit cards are all connected to what's happening back in Greece. You see, so this is why when you hear, for example, on Alex Jones' show, when you hear them talking about buying gold and having physical assets, keeping cash, this is why this makes sense. Because can you imagine it? Here you've got a couple from Greece on their honeymoon in the United States, and they can't use their credit cards. Now, if a U.S., let's say that I'm in Greece as a U.S. citizen, they will let me have access to unlimited amounts of money there because my money is all connected back to the U.S. But this is what the problem is. It does not matter. And this is what people don't understand. You know, let's say that you just got your mail on Friday. You live in Greece. You got the mail and the bank statement says that you have $10,000 in the bank. You can't have access to your money. Do you understand what I'm saying, folks? You have $10,000 of your own money that you saved up. That's your money from your hard work, your investments. Maybe someone left it to you in their will. You came by that money through legal means. It is your money. It's in your bank account with your name on it. But you can't have your money. Do you understand what we're talking about? And then it gets even worse when you get into a situation like what happened in Cyprus, a small island country off the coast of Greece. They did what was called a bail-in. The government decided if you had a certain amount of money or more, they were just going to take your money from you, whatever was above that waterline. This is why now is the time here in the United States to start putting some money in physical assets, to start doing some things like we talk about here on GCN, you know, buying some silver dimes, things that you can physically have in your hands because of this very situation. And you might be thinking, well, this is happening in Greece. It's not going to happen here. This is just way over in Europe. It's never going to happen here. Look, we're on the same trajectory. And I don't make any money promoting gold. I'm not in that business. I get nothing to tell you that's a good idea other than just to know that that's good advice that I'm giving you, that you need to have physical cash. Now, why would you want to keep $500 or $1,000 in cash in your home? Why would you want to keep some kind of currency like some silver dimes or some small denominated pieces of silver? Or why would you maybe want to have some money in Bitcoin? Because of this very situation. In fact, an article that we posted earlier in the week, we're talking about the only Greeks that seem to be getting this are the Greeks that have gardens. There are Greeks that live a little bit out of the city and have gardens. And now these people are going to have a commodity as valuable as gold. Can you imagine? when all the food is gone and you've got a nice garden? I mean, these are the things that you hear about here on the Genesis Communications Network. You hear about on this show and in other shows. And I know the people that laugh and say, yeah, right, have a survival garden. Right, right. You conspiracy nuts, you preppers. Ha, 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 ha. Well, what if you lived in Greece tonight and your baby doesn't have milk? You don't have medicine. You know that the banks are not going to open up tomorrow. I don't care how much money you have in the bank, how much money you have in investments. You have nothing if you don't have it in your hand. And this is what people do not understand here in this country. And just like what's going on in China, how the Chinese government is putting money in, how they're forcing brokerage firms to put money in to prop up their stock market. We've been juicing and propping up our stock market now for probably at least 3 or 4 years, if not longer than that. We know interest rates are going to have to be raised coming this fall. So when does the collapse come? Is it going to be tomorrow? Maybe. Or is it going to be in a month or two? Something is going to happen that's going to be the spark that sort of is the final straw, if you will. Use whatever metaphor you want to use. Final straw, spark, a straw that broke the camel's back, house of cards, whatever you want to call it. This is all going to come tumbling down very, very soon. And I don't want to scare anybody, but at the same time, I don't want people to be unprepared because this is happening right in front of us. Puerto Rico is collapsing. We were talking about this right before the break. Here's what's going on in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is asking the Congress to pass special legislation. And the Democrats are all behind this. So it looks like maybe they might get some help from the Democrats. Who knows? But they want a special dispensation from Congress to allow them to go bankrupt. And they're saying here in this article, this is over at thehill.com, that if they're not allowed to go bankrupt and not pay all their bills, that people are going to start leaving Puerto Rico en masse. And so there you go, right here, right off of our shores. This is not a state, but it's a U.S. territory. Puerto Rico going bankrupt. Chicago's going bankrupt. California's going bankrupt. The state of Illinois, and on and on and on. It is here, and there's going to be hell to pay starting when the European stock markets open up here in just about 2 or 3 hours. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. We have one segment left. We'll open it up for phone calls. If you have an opinion you'd like to share, a question, a comment about what's happening in Greece, if you're listening on a Sunday night, you're listening live, 877-317-6432 is the call-in number. Your own comment, your question, agree, disagree, a question about what's happening in Greece, 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. And we'll see if we get any calls on that. If not, I'm going to move on to some other news, only so I don't have a heart attack. Because I am really fired up about this whole situation. I just can't believe the Greeks. What? They came out in droves to vote against this deal. And they're having parties, and now they have no food. I don't understand this. And according to a media report I saw this afternoon, I believe it was the prime minister of Greece. I believe they call them the prime minister. They're not president. But he says that the European Union's going to come to the table with money within 24 hours. So I think this is a matter of brinksmanship, a game of chicken. It's like an old James Dean movie. Who's going to drive to the edge of the cliff here? Who's going to go over the cliff? I don't know. We might all go over the cliff if we don't do something here. 877-317-6432. And let's just, I'm going to just switch subjects and get into something, a few things here totally different that I found interesting in the news today as I prepared for the show. Now, this is strange. Did you see the movie Jurassic Park? And then the new one, of course, which is called Jurassic World. This is from livemint.com. And this is bizarre, but it says here, scientists have moved a step closer to bringing the woolly mammoth back to life after they identified extensive genetic changes that allowed the extinct giant animals to adapt to Arctic life. And apparently they have, I guess they were able to, they have some remains of a woolly mammoth. They were able to harvest enough of the DNA from this animal that they might be actually able to go into the laboratory and bring the woolly mammoth back to life. This is not science fiction. This is a real news story. And I saw that today and I thought to myself, this is just bizarre. I don't know if the Greeks voting to turn down more money is stranger or this is stranger. All right. So then we go on to this story here, which is sad. But man, you've got to think there's something going on here. And this is from the website healthnutnews.com. And it's actually a good website. It's got a little bit of a funny name, but healthnutnews.com. And here's the headline: third alternative prominent doctor from Florida found dead in 2 weeks. Authorities say doctor was murdered. And this is just strange. Apparently, less than 2 weeks ago, the first doctor, a controversial autism researcher named Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, was found in a river with a gunshot wound to his chest. Then we go on to the next doctor, which is another doctor that has alternative treatment for autism. And his name is Dr. Bruce Hedendahl of the Boca Raton area, who died suddenly on Father's Day. Sources say that he was found in his car, but there was no car accident and his car wasn't running. He was just deceased in his car. And then we go on next to Dr. Teresa Ann Severs, also in Florida, also a doctor that has a holistic approach in her practice. And she is murdered in her home. And I don't know, it just seems kind of weird to me. These are doctors that practice alternative medicine. And there are three of them that are in Florida that are all mysteriously dead in the last week. Is that weird or is that weird? I don't know what that means. I could come up with some scenarios. Is there a possibility that there's some serial killer who maybe had a loved one die who got treatment from alternative doctors and now they want to go out and kill alternative doctors? Some people who are more conspiracy oriented might say that the people in the medical industry don't want these alternative care doctors to be able to be costing them money because they're treating people with nutrition and other means avoiding medication. I don't know. I just think it's odd. I saw the story and I wanted to pass it on to you. And then if it doesn't get any stranger than this, consider this story. Now, the government decided, Barack Obama, our president, earlier this year, said that we need to have all of our credit cards to have this RFID chip in them. And this was going to stop all of the credit card fraud, all the credit card theft, credit card cloning and skimming and all these things that people are able to do to steal our credit cards. So this was the plan, that we were going to go to this chip system. We're going to have chips in the credit cards. Apparently, there is now an app that people can put on their phones. Yes, believe it or not, it's an RFID reader. It says here in this article I'm reading, this is at 10TV.com, the number 10TV.com. It says here that there's an app you can put on your smartphone, and with that app, you can actually read the RFID code from people that are within your vicinity who have their credit cards either in their wallet or out in their hands, and they can use this app to steal your credit card information. Because with this little RFID chip inside your credit card is like a tiny radio station that's broadcasting out information. So because of this, people are getting these RFID blocking wallets and purses and going to all this trouble to stop that little signal from broadcasting out of their wallet or purse so that someone can't steal it. Now, I don't know what to believe on this, because I hear the credit card companies are saying, oh, this is hogwash. You can't steal credit card numbers this way by having a small receiver. But then I read this article here that there's now even an app. I thought these app stores, Google Play, the Apple App Store, I thought they're supposed to screen out apps that could be used for bad purposes. I don't know how you can have an app that's designed to steal credit cards. I mean, what do you put that in the app store? Steal credit cards. $10 for this app, and you can steal your neighbor's credit card numbers. But apparently there is an app now that you can use. It doesn't give you the name of the app here, thank God, because then they'd be actually telling people how to do this. But apparently there is an app that you can use to steal credit card information. And then this story today caught my attention. Did you realize that when you go bankrupt, that in the end, it could very well be that your social media accounts are included in your bankruptcy? And if somebody, for example, takes over your business, that you would have to give up your social media accounts. Now, the story I read today, which was over at theblaze.com, cited a specific bankruptcy case where a business owner lost his business in bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy judge ordered him to give the password to his Facebook business page and his Twitter account that was set up to promote that business, that it was considered part of the property that was going to be included as part of his assets in the bankruptcy. So this is fascinating because this is kind of a whole new area of law. We talked about this some months ago, the idea of when you die, who gets your Twitter account? Who gets your Facebook account? What if you've got some online businesses going? Who gets those accounts? I mean, this is just, it's all a whole new area of law that we haven't looked at. But I saw this and I thought, man, this is really fascinating that a bankruptcy judge would actually order a small business owner to turn over the passwords to his social media accounts. Now, again, this was not his personal social media account. So it wasn't his personal Facebook account, but it was the Facebook page he had set up for his business and also the Twitter account. And you don't really think of that, do you? You as a business owner, you're setting up your business. You don't really think, well, look, if I set up a Facebook page and I go out of business, I could always take that Facebook page and I could point it to my new business. I could take it with me. No, you can't. According to the bankruptcy court, that goes with the business if you go out of business. Very, very interesting. Okay, we'll be back in hour two. Our guest is Jan Miller, student loan expert. Don't miss it. Stay tuned.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.